Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Preliminary lab results show the blackbirds that fell from the sky near BB died from blunt force trauma. That supports the theory that fireworks on New Year's Eve spooked the birds, and that sent them flying into cars, houses, trees, each other, plummeting to their deaths. The Wildlife Health Center in Madison, Wisconsin released that result yesterday. Arkansas's Game and Fish Commission said the birds didn't test positive for any pesticides. They're still doing tests for other toxins and infectious diseases. In all, about 5,000 birds rained onto rooftops and into the fields near Beebe. One struck a woman walking her dog. Another hit a police cruiser. A former vice president of now-defunct First Southern Bank's Searcy office was indicted yesterday, or rather Tuesday, on a federal charge of possessing child pornography. In a press release, the new U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Arkansas, Christopher Thayer, said two computers from the home of 45-year-old Tom Mueller were seized on August 23rd of last year. Thayer said both computers contained images of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct, and Mueller had viewed and saved those child pornography images. Thayer said at the time of the search, Mueller was vice president of First Southern Bank. Thayer said the case was investigated by the Searcy Police Department. One of two winners in the $380 million Mega Millions lottery jackpot is scheduled to come forward today. He lives in Washington State. He purchased the ticket at a supermarket in Ephrata. He is a retired man who plans to bring his family with him to claim the winnings today. The holder of the other winning ticket was purchased just 125 miles away in Post Falls, Idaho. So far, that winner or winners remain unknown. An Independence County man's been charged in circuit court with commercial burglary and theft. 31-year-old Cecil Matthew Rutledge is accused of breaking into Fred's Fish House on January 3rd, taking $200 in roll change from an office cabinet. Police say Rutledge is a former employee of the business. In addition, and while working for Fred's Fish House, Rutledge is charged with taking $150 from the cash register on December 30th. Police say before his arrest, Rutledge was living out of his car and stole the money for food and to support a drug habit. Police say Rutledge confessed to the crime. His bond has been set at $5,000. Fundraiser concert has been set by the Stone County Scholarship Committee. It'll be January 22nd, 6 p.m. at the Ozark Folk Center featuring Mountain View's own Paul Harris. Tickets are $15 for adults, $5 for children, 3 to 12. Under 3 will be admitted free. Tickets are available on sale at all school campuses, area banks, and Aunt Minnie's Little Yellow House. All concert proceeds will benefit Mountain View District seniors by providing scholarships to colleges. Once again, comedian Paul Harris set to be in Mountain View January 22nd. And speaking of benefit concerts, there's one coming up featuring area talent for January at Pleasant Plains. The gifted and talented students at Midland Elementary School are working to earn enough money to finance an educational trip of the group to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. The trip will include a two-day workshop at a coastal day camp complete with science experiments with the water life of the area. The gifted and talented students are in grades 4 through 6. The concert will be on Monday night, January 24th, 7 p.m. at the Pleasant Plains School campus cafeteria. Stay tuned for more concerts. Details, including the schedule of entertainers, as we bring you right up to date.